And it's rather on topic, actually. The government spending on education in Australia is the seventh lowest in the OECD. That's just one of the findings in the latest report on education released by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. But the high level of scholarships, financial assistance and promising jobs prospects mean it's easier for students to access education in Australia. Penny Timms reports.
Between 2010 and 2014, government spending on education jumped by 6%, but it's still low when compared to other countries in the OECD, relying on private funding to fill the void. Tanya Plibersek is the Shadow Education Minister.
Australian university students are already paying some of the highest contributions to the cost of their own university education of any OECD country.
The report also shows that 15% of university students are from overseas, which is more than 2.5 times the OECD average. Labor is using this report to argue against planned government funding cuts to universities, saying it could deter more Australian students from studying.
Universities are actually a $22 billion a year export earner for Australia. So yes, they do make a substantial amount of their funding from overseas students. We don't want them to be as reliant as they are becoming on those overseas students, because that's not good for our university sector.
On a positive, the high number of scholarships, government financial assistance and promising job outcomes means Australian students are able to access education easily, especially compared to other countries. Though Australia still isn't producing enough graduates in the sciences. But in a written statement, the Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, says that overall, the report shows Australia's strength in the education sector, writing, "The Turnbull government is focused on giving all children and students the opportunities they need to reach their potential by concentrating not just on how much money is being spent, but more importantly, how it is being spent." Sam Page is the CEO of Early Education Childhood Australia. She fears that the sector is going backwards for very young children, and that has consequences when they go to primary school.
We have 1 in 5 children starting school developmentally vulnerable. We have 2 in 5 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children starting school who are developmentally vulnerable. We really need to do something about that. The thing to do is to extend quality preschool to 3-year-olds, but we've got only 68% of 3-year-olds attending preschool at the moment. That's just not good enough.
But she believes things can turn around so long as there's renewed investment in preschool education and an assurance that families have access to the right subsidies.
Penny Timms reporting.